a hard battle tonight, Matt, against Blyth Spartans.
Yeah, very good side. Blyth caused us some problems in the first half, but we weathered the storm and came out with a game plan in the second half. And we were creating chances and holding them at bay. And then we had a shout for a corner, and it wasn't given. And then Marcus has tracked back and made a good challenge, and the referee for some reason has given a free kick against him. Not only that, he's booked him as well for a good challenge. And then three or four of their players were in a clear offside position when they've scored from the resulting free kick. So three decisions have gone against us, three blatant decisions have gone against us that's changed the game. And then Stevie has got frustrated, obviously, due to the poor decisions and lost his head a little bit. I don't condone that, but he's lost his head with the frustration of very, very poor decisions.
Is that what's biggest frustration for you? We're talking about the referee's decisions rather than what we create tonight.
It changed. It's cost us the game. The referee has cost us the game today. No doubt about it. And it's sad, really, because it shouldn't be that way. My men in there have worked tirelessly. They've put every ounce of effort into that game, and with 10 men as well. We were pushing on late on, and obviously they got us with a sucker blow, scoring the second goal. But we'd committed a lot of men forward by then. But decisions have ruined that game, and it was well fought in the first half, a good combative game, and for the start of the second half it was as well. But I hate it. I hate talking about referees, but when they have such an impact on a game, such a negative impact on a game, it's just so frustrating.
So it was going to be tough with 11 men, it was even tougher with 10.
Yeah, but like I say, they didn't get their heads down, they kept on working, and we created a few chances, and you know, it was nip and tuck right till the end. So we threw Matty Hughes on at the end to throw everything at them, and obviously when you've down to 10 men for that long and throwing men forward, you're always susceptible to them getting another one, which they did. But like I say, I'll take the positives out of this game against a good side. I'm taking nothing away from Blyth. They are a good side, play some good football, but you know, disappointed obviously with the result and the way that the result found itself.
Looking back at the first half, Matt, you took Scott Lever off. Any reason for that? Or?
Oh no, Scotty had a massive clash to the head, so he was a bit dazed and a bit weary. So that was early on in the first five minutes or so. So you know, he wasn't fit to carry on. His nose was bust a bit, and he was a bit groggy. So that was just precaution that we took him off, and Kieran went on for him. And Kieran did fantastically well. Hopefully Scotty will be okay. I think it's added to his looks.
And Nick Horton as well.
Yeah, Nick, it wasn't Nick's game today. It was a battle, and we needed to shore it up a little bit, play more with a holding midfielder, which we did in the second half, albeit until the sending off. For that reason, Nick was sacrificed. Nothing against the way he was playing, because he looked dangerous whenever he got the ball in the final third, but it was too sporadic for me in the first half, so he had to sacrifice for Jarvo and Blakey going into the defensive midfield role.
Ultimately, plenty of positives though, despite losing 2-0.
I'll take the positives. I'm so frustrated. I'm so frustrated with how the game came to us getting beat and the decisions that were made. But I'll take all the positives, because the lads were exceptional, and especially the second half and the work rate. But I always get that from them. We'll stick together. We'll dust ourselves down, and we'll attack the FA Cup on Saturday full of confidence.
And a special mention to the fans who've come down here tonight.
Oh, brilliant! And the lads gave them a clap at the end, and they were very good, very supportive. But they'll have seen the effort that the boys have shown in that second half, and they'll probably be equally disappointed like I am and frustrated like I am. But like I say, we've been on a fantastic run of the last four or five games, and today was no different, especially in the second half with the effort and endeavour. So we'll keep that run going, or keep the performances going, and hopefully get back to winning ways on Saturday.